When it comes to your marriage, how do you handle financial priorities? Well, I think it's about money and control. Why? Money can be used as power. Yes, people use it to manipulate others or show a lack of trust without any reasonable cause. For example, the one partner can demonstrate distrust by closing or closely questioning all the receipts of the other. Well, that's not how to start a relationship, and that's also not how to continue in a good relationship, by questioning everything your partner does. There should be a budget in place, because if there's a budget in place, then both parties are committed to the same numbers. However, if only one is supposed to do the work and the other is the one asking all the questions and exercising the control, well, it's a bit of a micromanagement system. I think you have to relook of how you want to handle your financial priorities. You see, money could also be your source of status. Money can be used as a sort of status or self-esteem. It's called trying to keep up with the neighbors, or as we know, you said, keeping up with the Joneses. It's a some way people gain identity. You probably can't afford this type of game. I mean, you can't afford the car they drive. You can't afford the home they have. Because you see, it does not give you what you want, because it costs you too much money. So if you are engaging in activities where you know that you're overspending, purely for the sake of comparison, well, why are you comparing yourself to your neighbor? All you need is the acceptance of your husband, or all you need is the acceptance of your partner, your wife. So keep it within the marriage, because your marriage really matters to God. When it comes to money matters, God looks at our heart. There's no rule and law that says you must do certain things, because you see, He loves a cheerful giver. So as you learn to give and roll with the giving, you will see how you feel a better human being, a better person, better husband, a better wife. So when it comes to financial priorities, I would like to invite you today, sit, have a nice cup of coffee, and just discuss and say, okay, what do we make of money and control? Let's be honest, who out of the two of us is more controlling? Okay, who needs to let go a little bit, and who needs to tighten the belt a bit? Maybe the other party is somebody that just squanders the money. Okay, it's a good point to find a happy balance. And ask yourself, are we really drawn by status? And are we really buying things to compete with others? Why don't we just get on our knees and say, "Ach, Lord, we repent. This is not the way you wanted us to do it. It's not about other people. It's about our relationship with you." And then you, husband and wife, become a unified force when it comes to financial priorities.